Just one halakha in the laws of Rosh Hashanah. So there is a section in the Kaddish of Tetkabal or in the Amidah where we say V'atema debekim b'Hashem Eloheichem Hayim kolechem hayom, and then we go through a list of hayoms. Ayom te'amesenu, ayom te'barechenu, ayom te'gadelenu. And the custom, of course, is in order to answer, Amen. Now, there's a text that says in some of the mahzorim, Hayom te'chtevenu le'berachamecha le'chayim tovim u'shalom. The Ben Ish Chai was against saying the word Hayom when it came to that last line, that today we should be written in the good books. Because as we know, the Gemara says only the tzaddikim get written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore he says one should not hold himself in such a high esteem that he thinks he's a tzaddik, that he's saying Hayom tichtevenu. So therefore when you get to that line, you should skip the word Hayom and you just say V'tichtevenu berachamecha lechayim tovim u'shalom. V'tichtevenu, you include it with the last line without saying a special Hayom. That's the Ben Ish Chai in this week's Parashat Nitzavim in Ot Chaf Aleph. Furthermore, one should include the word Hayom Tichtevenu Berachamecha. You should add the word Berachamecha. Because if you say Hayom Tichtevenu Lechayim Tovim, the Ben Ish Chai says that's the Shetevo Taf Lamed Tet, which is Talat, which is a curse. And we're so careful on Rosh Hashanah with all the Remazim. But if you say Ayom Tichtevenu Berachamecha Lechayim Tovim, so therefore that word Berachamecha separates the Shetevo. Second halakha is when it comes to the Kaddish that we mentioned, we say Te'anu V'Te'atiru Berachamim Min HaShemayim. And then we go through a whole list of things where we make, special tefillot. And everybody, of course, answers Amen, that God should open up us all the gates. However, the poskim point out that some people are more careful in answering Amen to those extra items, or the sha'arim, more than the Kaddish itself. So they're making from the Ikar Tafel and from the Tafel Ikar. So he writes over here in Nir Tzion, Rabbim onim amen bekol ram, ubkavana al bakashot te'anu v'tateru, and hayom te'ametzenu, shem bakashot etzorech atzmam, that's personal requests. Mashenken be'amen yehesh merabba, hanugeya lechvot shamayim, which is the kavod of Hashem, the Kaddish, lo nishma kolam. Somebody that answers the Kaddish with all his strength and his kavanah, it's able to break up and rip a bad decree even of 70 years. Not to switch the priorities. And therefore, again, one can answer both of them, but one should not make from the secondary item the main thing.